بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering a doubts and questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman.
Allah
who is Al-Mannan.
لا إله إلا الله.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. We welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I'm Ata, the host of this program. Said Zain is a special guest speaker for today's discussion. Assalamu alaikum, Said. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
All right, Said Zain, for today's discussion, we want to talk about the concept of white lie, a kind of lie that you tell in order to, for example, make a bond between two people, or, for example, make a compromise, or in order to stop or prevent the negative effects of a dangerous situation or something like that. So you are obliged or you are told to tell a kind of lie over here. We know that lying is not a good thing in Islam. It is a sin in Islam. You are committing a sin. But whether it is possible to say such a lie, namely called and roughly translated as white lie or not, let's discuss it in today's discussion. So what is exactly white lie?
A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. So what we are translating as white lie would be any lie that is told for a reason, a greater reason, right? That has more, there's more good in telling that lie than the evil of the lie itself. Because we know that telling a lie, not only in Islam, but in all religions, is something that is haram. Right, something that is not allowed. It's not it's something that is not looked upon favorably, and it's something that is, you know, disliked by everyone. Not even, you know, even irreligious people would say that, you know, lying is not something good. That people should not be, telling something that is a lie. Now, what exactly is a lie?
Yes, right?
A lie is something that you say, but you what you mean from what you're saying is against the reality, is against the truth, right?
Right.
So now, if a person uses some words, and what they mean by those words is against reality,
mm-hmm.
it's not in accordance with reality, then that is considered a lie. Okay. And definitely doing that, it's a sin in Islam, and we're not allowed to
yes.
do that.
That's all right. All in all, as I said, telling lie is not a welcomed action in Islam, and according to Islamic beliefs, both Shia and Sunni system of theology and the beliefs, it is not so. But in what cases, or are there any special cases we are allowed to tell a white lie, Sayyid?
Right. So there are certain cases where we are allowed to tell a lie. Right, and that would be a white lie or something that has maslaha in it. And but before, you know, we talk about that, I think it's worth emphasizing this idea that, you know, the exceptions don't make it something that is good,
uh-huh.
right?
And or that, the exceptions must not making a trend among,
yes,
among the people
yeah.
to say it. For example, every day is a white lie,
right.
something
yeah,
like
right.
that.
So the exceptions are exceptions. And, you know, we have to give it the importance that, you know, needs to be there, that, okay, no, we cannot lie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And there's a lot of negative effects of, you know, lying. And even, you know, if white lies become a lot in society, there are a lot of negative effects of that in society as well. Right. People cannot trust each other. You don't know if the person, what he's saying, he actually means it or not, right? It brings a lot of these kind of difficulties within society. So the rule, the main kind of general rule is that, no, we're not going to say something that is, you know, against the truth. We're not going to say something that is going to trick somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
That as much as we can, we will be truthful.
Okay.
But yes, there are certain cases where
yes.
we are allowed to lie. And not only that, but we have to lie as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, one clear case is what you already mentioned, is that, you know, if there is a disagreement,
yes.
Between two believers, okay, and it's going to become, you know, really bad, And the only way that you can save it at that time is that, you know, if you tell a lie, mm-hmm. right? So if somebody comes to you and says that, okay, you know, what did that person say regarding me? What does he think about me?
Okay.
And then you lie to them that you say that, oh, he thinks you're a good person. Mm-hmm. He likes you, right? Even though he doesn't. Then that would be allowed. And that, you know, to save that relationship, to save that, you know, bring those two believers together, mm-hmm. Then that kind of lie is allowed.
Okay.
Or for example, one example would be taqiyya, right?
Yes.
Where a person hides his beliefs
uh-huh.
in order to prevent harm from coming upon him or his family or other believers. So then, if somebody lives in a place or in a country where you know, Shias are being prosecuted, okay, and they have to hide their belief to be able to survive, to be able to not face a lot of difficulties,
mm-hmm.
and basically they have to do taqiyya in that in that place, then if somebody comes and asks you, okay, who is the Khalifa after the Prophet, for mm-hmm. example, then over here, you know, you're allowed to lie to them. That you can say what is not true in order to save yourself from,
yes.
You know, being prosecuted.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
But even over here, there's some fuqaha who say that, although some fuqaha say that, okay, you're allowed to tell a lie here.
Mm-hmm.
Some say that no, even over here, as much as you can, don't tell a lie, but rather do what is called toriye, right?
Yes.
Where basically you say something, but in your mind, you mean something different, but the person understands something different. So there's some scholars who say that, okay, as long as one can do toriyeh successfully,
yes.
right, because it's a skill, it's not, you know, always easy to do, then they should do toriyeh instead of telling a lie.
That's right.
Yes.
IRIB English Radio presents Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Answering your theological questions in Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Send us your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
We have this different beautiful hadith from Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam that al-kazbu mazmumun illa fi amrain daf shar zalama wa islahib zat al-bain. Okay,
right.
So that's right. Telling lie is absolutely forbidden in Islam. It is a sin, only special in two cases. Number one, in order to stop the zulm or the oppression of the oppressors. And the second one, in order to make agreement or compromise, or
bring the two believers together.
Yes, between two believers, as we have also in Gulistan of Sa'di, the famous Persian poet, Durugi maslahat amiz beh ke rasti fitna angiz, white lie, or telling the lie which is out of, for example, making compromise between two people, is better than the truth which is going to make a kind of discord or disagreement. Between the people. But as we said, there are some special cases. Are we allowed to tell a lie if we are in a dangerous situation? We lose our life or something?
So,
for example, at the time of when ISIS, for example, attacked some of the Shiite lands, they say that one of the confessions was this, for example, are you a follower of Ali or not?
Mm-hmm.
So if yes, they will kill you. If not...
Right. So over here, it would go under taqiyya as well, that you
uh-huh.
hide your beliefs in order to save yourself. But in other cases as well, there are certain fuqaha who say that if you or another believer is going to be harmed by telling the truth,
mm-hmm.
right, significant harm, then over here, you're allowed to lie. Okay, or, you know, do toriyeh,
yes.
if you can. So that's not so that's beyond taqiyya as well, right? So for example, if it's, you know, your wealth that's under danger for you know, any different reason. So we're here, they would say that, but other fuqaha don't agree with this, that, okay, if it's a personal kind of thing and the damage that you're getting is not that significant, then no, you're not allowed to
mm-hmm.
lie over here. Because, again, you know, like, somebody could take these rulings and kind of take them too far. Okay. Right. And you know, any kind of danger they might face, you know, they might consider that that's a place that I can lie, but that's not the case. It's very specific cases that a person can go against the truth and tell something that is not the truth. But even over here in the exceptions, there are again exceptions that I would say, because somebody can come and say that, okay, you know, how come, you know, some of these believers who were killed for their belief,
yes,
why didn't they lie, right? So we're here as well. You have to, you know, there's different levels of maslaha. There's different levels of, you know, things that a person must take into consideration. For example, if you know that you lying mm-hmm. about your belief, about you know, the true beliefs of Islam, for example, it's going to bring harm upon Islam itself, that people are going to forget Islam if you don't tell the truth right now regarding Islam, then over here you cannot, you know, say, okay, because I'm going to be killed, I'm not going to tell the truth. As uh-huh. you see with Imam Hussein alayhi salam, that he wasn't, it wasn't the case that, okay, because he was under the, all this pressure, the armies came, that he was like, okay, fine, I'll accept, you know, Yazid as a uh-huh. as a hakim. No, yes. Over there he said that no matter what, I'm not going to accept him because the religion of Allah is in danger if I mm-hmm. accept him.
For example, Ammar Yasser, when he was being tortured, he confessed to be an infidel.
Isn't right, it? Right.
This was out of ikrah or something right. like that. Sometimes you are bewildered between two, we can say, situations. For example, whether you leave a wajib action or, for example, you commit a haram action. In which of these cases we are allowed to tell a lie? I mean, whether, for example, if I say a lie from one side, I'm doing haram. For example, because I'm doing a lying, okay? What does the shara and the aql, the rationality, right. we say?
So over here, we'd have to look at, you know, what are the different criteria uh-huh. that the shara has given us and the aql gives us to be able to determine which one is more important right now, mm-hmm. which one is, has precedence over the other, mm-hmm. right? So for example, saving a life of a believer, that has more, you know, that's a wajib that is a stronger, mm-hmm. a higher wajib than telling a lie. So now over here, a person lies to be able to save a believer's life.
Yes.
Right.
Okay. But as we said, telling a white lie or out of maslaha has its own preconditions and presuppositions. It might not be, for example, and it must not be a kind of routine behavior right. or daily behavior right. of the people said to tell a lie to this one and that one and call it a kind of
right. white, you know, because you know, people, they do catch on eventually, uh-huh. right? If there's yes. a person who's always, you know, doing
yes.
You know, lying or telling white lies or doing toriye, people eventually find out that this person yes. is not very, you know, yes. and if you know, if you're in countries or places where there's a lot of non-Muslims, then they and if Muslims are doing these kind of things, then they might recognize Muslims to be not truthful people, to be like two-faced, hypocritical. And that's not a good image to give to Islam, basically, right? That through our characters, we're supposed to call these people towards Islam. And if they feel that, okay, these people are, you know, very kind of, you're not sure what they're saying, are they telling the truth or not, then they won't be invited towards Islam. So we have to be very careful what we do. And this is a principle that we try to be, you know, truthful as much as we can, inshallah.
Thank you very much, Sayyid Zain, for a nice elaboration regarding the concept of white lie. It was very kind of you. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah. Inna fil jannati nahran min labani Ali wa Husayn wa Hasan. لعلي وحسين وحسان إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسان لعلي وحسين وحسان كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن
الحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن